Green says the rising cost of health care is harming Wisconsin businesses' ability to compete in the global market. He visited with workers in Green Bay and Waukesha with a proposal he says will save them money and help them pay doctor's bills. Health savings accounts let employees set aside part of their paychecks tax-free. The state assembly passed a bill that would allow such accounts, but Governor Jim Doyle vetoed it in May. State Democrats and Doyle say the accounts help people who can't afford to set money aside, but do little for the poor and middle class. Mark Green says that's wrong.
Democratic governors all across the country are embracing health savings accounts. It's interesting, depending upon whose numbers you use, one-third to 40% of all those who purchased HSAs in the last year were previously uninsured. They're targeted the middle class. In fact, 27% of those in Wisconsin who purchased HSAs are well below the median income. Governor Doyle is fundamentally wrong.
Wisconsin workers can buy HSAs, but the money isn't tax deductible. Governor Doyle's health care agenda includes plans to give workers a tax deduction for their monthly health insurance premiums. He also proposed expanding Medicaid to let parents buy low-cost health insurance for kids. Green said the high cost of health care won't be solved by putting more people on an already strapped government program. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.